the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to the 100th Upside Down Show on HRH Radio. How did that happen? That came round quick. If you listen to lots of these, thank you so much for your company. I decided because it's the 100th show, I'm going to do something a little bit different this time. If you listen regularly, you know that I generally play new material, new things that I like that have been sent through, so new releases, often bands that you've probably never heard of. There's not many stations that play them, so it's my role to pick out the best of what comes in. But today we're going to have blasts from the past of, like you just heard, System of a Down, Chop Suey, one of my all-time favourite tracks, and I'll be playing a few oldies but goodies and things that you've definitely heard before, along with one or two new tracks, just to throw in a few new things as well. But before we go on to the next crop of tracks, we're going to go back to August 2021, and somebody has written in with a question. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Well, see, I did this podcast once, right?
Right.
And I did 46 episodes of it with this girl.
With this bloody woman.
That's crazy, trust me. That
do you know
crazy.
What? Going back to my, you know, I'm not very risky. I haven't really done a lot of crazy things in that respect because I'm a bit of a control freak. But I suppose the only time when I really did crazy things were when I was in my teens up to about 21, when I A, used to drink and B, used to take a lot of drugs.
What? Yeah.
And then I used to do some really, really stupid stuff, you know.
What?
Like I've on a previous episode, I've spoken of like my first mushroom trip, for example. And I mean, that was just full of crazy stuff. Absolutely full of crazy stuff. You know,
Can you Google the word crazy? What does it actually mean? Crazy.
What?
In from a dictionary, what does it actually, what's the definition?
Hang on. Let me,
of the word crazy, the craziest
crazy
thing.
Meaning, yeah, I don't think it's going to surprise you terribly. Mad, especially as manifested in wild or aggressive behaviour.
Ah, so now
but
we're
it can also
wild.
Mean extremely yeah. enthusiastic.
Ah, right.
I'm crazy about someone.
Right.
It can mean as an adverb. It can mean extremely. Oh, it was crazy good. You know, if you say it like that. Okay. North American is just a mad person. Keep that crazy away from me.
Okay.
The definition of crazy is someone or something that is insane or not mentally sound. So yeah, I think me taking drugs is actually a very good
that'll go crazy.
Yeah, I mean that's where you just
crazy,
do I often found myself in situations where essentially I was in danger.
What?
And I've been really, really lucky that nothing bad happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm really, really grateful for that, you know, that nothing bad actually happened to me on some of my drug-fueled escapades in the past.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. this is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Feeling Good and Radiohead Karma Police, two of my all-time favourite tracks. Right back to 2021, and we're having a talk about getting drunk.
Alcohol leads to loads of problems with craziness. Craziness is definitely attached to alcohol for me, definitely. To the fact that, you know, some of the situations, especially when there was a time when I like Arsenal Football Club, although we lost our first game of the season, which was ridiculous, to Brentford. Okay. However, and some of the football, as in the 70s, 80s and 90s, some of the general horrid behaviour of fans.
Yeah.
Alcohol-fuelled before and after games that I've seen has just been worse than crazy. You can't even explain it.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's just you get yourself these basic downright hooliganism that is just out of this world. And some people, for some reason, get a kick out of it.
See, I hate it because I don't like out of control people. I've too many of my family are just completely loony, I get nervous around people who can't control their emotions. So I just don't want nothing to do with it, really.
But alcohol can turn people that you would never think could do something like that into people that do things that you think to yourself, what are you doing?
Well, me included. I've been aggressive on alcohol. One of the reasons I don't really get drunk anymore. You know, it doesn't always happen, but it can happen.
No, but put a group of 1,000 people together that are all under that. It's contagious. It's literally contagious.
Frightening.
It is absolutely frightening. It really is.
I think a lot of that is to do with testosterone. So, which is why, you know, men who group together, testosterone levels, especially young men, that's why it happens with younger men rather than older men generally, they just go kind of crazy, you know, testosterone and alcohol together, and that brings out violent streaks and aggression and the fighting thing. I mean, you see it in animals. Funny enough, I was at the dentist having my crown fitted last week, and he's got like a fish tank with some cichlids in. Yeah. And you could see the males doing their little battles. Because and I've seen it as well with fish that I've had where the males it's quite interesting because they have different dances and different things they do, and with those cichlids they grab each other by the mouth.
Oh right.
And sort of have this sort of mouth wrestle.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. But that's it. It's testosterone. It's the dominant male thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, but I don't like being around it because it gets out of control. It's just not very not very pleasant. I don't like it.
No, I didn't understand. I never used to like it. Obviously, you know, the trouble is that when you're younger, you get carried along with these things, and then you don't have the ability to get yourself out of the situation that you're in.
Yeah.
You can get yourself in too deep. And like you say, sometimes you think to yourself, I mean, there was a time when we went abroad to watch Arsenal play and things got way out of control, and they were the army were there in, where was it? It was in, I can't remember, in Prague or somewhere like that, but literally the army turned up and started firing machine guns.
Wow.
That bad. And I was like, I am now in the middle. I felt like I was in the middle of a war zone. I must admit, I was particularly drunk.
But the problem.
I could have been killed. You know what I mean? That would have been it. But, you know, whether they were firing real bullets or rubber bullets, I couldn't tell you. But it literally got to that degree where I just remember. And then I started to think to myself, this isn't fun anymore.
Oh,
a grieving that isn't just a sense that I'm someone you believe in, that I have common sense. You told me that I shouldn't, and told me that I should. Whatever your decision is for the greater good. Sitting on the fence together, sitting on the fence together, sitting on the fence together. Apparent, now it's clear.
to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones sets my dog.
Snuck in a new track. It's the band from Graz in Austria, Witch Rider, with Sound of the Presidents. If you have been listening the last couple of weeks, I have been playing a few of their tracks because I really like that band. I think they've done a really good album. And after that, yes, Pigs Might Fly. That's the title track from mine and Lee's last prog album called Pigs Might Fly. And yes, the one you just heard, Seven Nation Army, White Stripes. You know, it's funny, that track, I didn't like it that much when it came out, but it's really grown on me. And I think they did some really, really great tracks. It's just got so much attitude. Really, really good. So we're going to move on, and we're still talking about booze. I just think, oh my God, I had no fear of danger. It's bizarre. You go through this period in your life where you death is something that happens to other people. It's not even on the radar, you know, no, and you true. Do the most ridiculous things. And it's only in hindsight you go, oh my God, you know. And then it's like, you know, your parents going, oh, I'm so glad you got out of that, you know. And you think, oh, it wasn't that bad. And then you think, actually, yeah, probably. Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
I did it with my parents all the time. We're sitting down and then I'll be telling a story or something at Christmas. And all of a sudden my mum and dad, one of them would go, was that you? Did you really do that? And I was like, yeah, did I tell you? Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't tell you about that, did I? Yeah, sorry.
And of course, you're going to have the same thing with your kids to a degree. I mean, you know, there's obviously different degrees that these things happen, but they're going to do really stupid things and you're going to go, oh my God. But you kind of have to let them do it because...
I don't know if it's the same. I don't know whether anything's the same as it was. I don't think this. I don't think that you can compare. I don't think what happened to us when we were younger and what was going to happen to them. I don't think it's going to be the same thing. I don't think the leash for the younger generation is a lot tighter than it was for we didn't have any. We didn't even have a leash.
Yeah, not sure. Not sure that's right. That's right.
I think it is socially, and I think it is even kids nowadays are either interested in computers or they're interested in I don't think anyone is interested in people can't afford to go out and drink and do everything that we did like that. You know, they might go out to a club to try, you know, clubbing is not how you meet people anymore.
No,
you know, I don't think it is. I think it's all on the internet and it's all like via whatever it is. So, or whether it's via, I mean, I just don't know the differences between our age group when we were younger and the younger age group when they're 18 is massive.
it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created.
Thank you.
Serious Blast from the Past. Both of those bands were just so formative that when I was growing up, when I first came to England, because I partially grew up in Vienna, mostly to classical music. And it wasn't really till I came to England that I was introduced to all this amazing music. And Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin were two other bands that I absolutely loved. Of course, that was Money and Dazed and Confused, two fantastic tracks. But both bands have got so many brilliant, brilliant tracks. And they've lasted. It's stood the test of time. I haven't got much time left, so we are not going to do any more lockdown files, but I am going to leave you with a couple more tracks. One with a new one. Let's just get something new in. Mean to You is the band. They're from Luxembourg, and the track is No Boundaries from the album Zero. And I'm going to leave you with, again, one of the great, great, great tracks and great bands, Porcupine Tree, Trains. And I hope you'll join me again next week for the 101st show. Until then, bye.
Sound from my cousin's bed, the hiss of the crazy.